The debate over pot is far from settled, even in the state that pioneered the legalization of marijuana, Colorado. Yesterday, the state Supreme Court there ruled that using the drug, even for medical reasons, can still cost you your job. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee reports.
When customer service representative Brandon Coates was picked for a random drug test by his employer, Dish Network, he knew he was going to fail. Coates is quadriplegic and uses marijuana to control debilitating seizures. Coates went to his HR manager with his medical marijuana card.
She took my card, made a copy of it, and said, we have never had this before. And they actually took 2 weeks deliberating on what they're going to do.
What Dish did was fire Coates. He sued based on a Colorado law that says employees can't be punished for engaging in lawful activities outside of work. But in their ruling, Colorado's justices found that lawful means both state and federal law. Coates' lawyer Michael Evans says this clears up a gray area.
Employers didn't really know what can we and can we not do with medical marijuana.
The Coates ruling was only needed in the case of medical marijuana patients. Colorado's recreational marijuana law explicitly says workers can be fired for using it during off hours. But with Colorado's jobless rate low, University of Denver employment professor Rachel Arno Richmond says companies may start to rethink their zero-tolerance policies.
The problem is going to continue to arise, and individual employers will have to decide whether they want to test for this drug or not.
That shift could help Brandon Coates. He says between his disability and the lawsuit, he hasn't been able to find work since losing his job with Dish. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.